cuts!
That's the sound of junior doctors on strike outside the Royal Blackburn Hospital. Around 70 of them have walked out for a second time this year in their ongoing row with the government over contracts. Josh Selders is a junior doctor at the hospital. I asked him why he's decided to strike for a second time.
Because nothing's changed since the first time. You know, I think the first time was unfortunate, and we wish we didn't have to do it, but we were put in a situation where we had to. And since then, just nothing's changed with negotiations. We've got nowhere, and the government are still refusing to listen to our concerns, so we've had to do it again.
Is strike action the answer?
I think we're in this situation because we don't necessarily know what the answer is. And strike action is a way of showing the government our concerns and showing how strongly we feel about this, because none of us want to be here. None of us want to be, you know, stood outside in the cold striking and away from our patients who we want to be able to look after.
Thousands of operations and appointments have been cancelled at hospitals across the UK. Kevin McGee is the CEO at the Royal Blackburn Hospital. He says it's business as usual.
So we're a really large, busy hospital. So what we've done, we've put plans in place to make sure that as few people as possible have disruption. We've had a few operations that are cancelled, some outpatient clinics, but what we've made sure is we've got our senior clinical staff on the floors. We've stood down all non-essential work and everybody is focused on keeping the system safe, so it's business as normal.
So is an end in sight? Dr. Selders says he's not sure.
It doesn't sound like reconciliation's close. We were hoping that this, what Jeremy called a nuclear option, we thought that was quite a way away, but it looks like something that's getting closer and closer. The longer negotiations gone without an answer, which is a shame, really.
The junior doctors here in Blackburn will return to work at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, but they say strike action could happen again until they get a fair contract.
NHS, in the state, if you've got to be